There was news from the Washington Post over the weekend. Policy analysts at the Centers for Disease Control were given a list of 7 forbidden words they should avoid when putting together their budget proposals. The words are
vulnerable,
evidence-based,
science-based,
entitlement,
fetus,
transgender,
and diversity.
Well, the list earned shock and ridicule from scientists and members of the public. CDC Chief Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald tweeted over the weekend, though, that there were no banned words. Instead, some officials are suggesting that the change in language is a technique to make it easier for Republicans to approve the budget. Michael Halperin is the deputy director of the Center for Science and Democracy at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The CDC is there to prevent disease outbreaks and support disaster preparedness and to promote public health. It has this strong reputation for independence and for leaders that defend that independence. So when you see them coming out with a list of banned words, I mean, the idea that we're somehow at a point where words like diversity or science-based would be controversial is just remarkable.
Well, what's going on here in your view, Michael Halperin? Is it common to de-emphasize or ban certain words like this? We've seen debates like this in the past. People might remember things like the Mexico City language, which bars entities that receive U.S. foreign aid from discussing abortion. Is this like that, just regular old politics?
It's pretty common for politicians to play to their audience and for anyone to send a message in a way that they think it's going to be received well. But when you ban certain words like science-based or evidence-based or transgender or diversity, you're getting towards a point where scientists won't be able to do their work at all. We're in a situation where if you don't do the research, if you don't collect the data on a certain population, you don't have anything to talk about or to get in the way of policies that you don't want to put forward. So earlier this year, we saw on LGBT Americans, the Census Department was reversing course and stopping a proposal to collect more information about sexual orientation, even though there were a lot of federal agencies that were pleading with them to do so. If you don't ask for the information, you don't have to address the challenges that those populations face.
Well, some of this might be plausible in the world of politics, Michael, not wanting to traffic in words like transgender or fetus. I mean, in the world of politics, you might understand why some people would want to do that. But evidence-based, science-based, are those really areas that are charged politically these days?
I don't think they should be. And, you know, word choice matters. We have to be able to talk about the populations that we need to serve. I'm thinking of Dr. Hannah Atisha, who's the Michigan doctor who is really instrumental in bringing attention to the Flint water crisis. And she said over the weekend that so much of the fight in Flint was about words, that it was really important to be able to accurately describe the threat that Flint residents were facing and who the residents were who are most likely to be exposed to unsafe levels of lead. The same situation comes true when it comes to transgender people or when it comes to any kind of group that the CDC is supposed to be able to serve.
Well, what about Brenda Fitzgerald's claim here that this is just kind of strategic censorship to avoid offending the sensibilities of conservative Republican appropriators, and that if you use the right words, they might be looser with the funding?
If we get to a point where science-based is somehow controversial or is somehow a red flag for Congress, we're not serving the public. I mean, we've seen all presidents and all administrations politicize science in some way, whether it be Obama on fracking and emergency contraception or President Bush, everything from climate change to endangered species. And so politics and science kind of go hand in hand when it comes to making policy. But we have to be honest with the American people when it comes to doing scientific research. This sends a message that scientists should be keeping their heads down. And when scientists who work for CDC or NASA or the Department of Energy fear for their jobs for sharing their expertise with the American public, we're all worse off for it.
Still, we're all used to in politics, you know, modifying language, whether you say pro-choice or pro-life. There's just one example that could make a huge difference to someone. Is this worth it if it means $500 million or $1 billion more funding for public health research?
I think this is more part of a pattern of the censorship of information. So earlier this year, you had the Health and Human Services Department rescinding $200 million in grant funding for teen pregnancy research halfway through the studies. And that meant that 2 years of research and hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars were essentially wasted. So More importantly, I think it means that we're also less prepared to continue success in reducing teen pregnancy and addressing these kinds of issues. So whether or not people choose the right words, we're seeing a pattern of political interference in science that impacts public health and safety.
So where do you think this goes, Michael Halpern, if it's the case that certain members of Congress just don't want to hear words like transgender or evidence-based and they're making decisions? What's the ultimate outcome of an attitude like that?
Well, science requires openness and honesty, not censorship and fear. And if scientists are looking over their shoulder, worried they might say the wrong word or ask the wrong question, they're not going to be pursuing the tough questions that we need to ask. They're going to be less likely to pursue the most promising lines of inquiry, and we're going to squander a lot of opportunities to improve public health and safety and protect the environment.
Michael Halpern with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.